Father, we give you praise. We honor you as Lord. We're grateful for all that you do. And we don't always comprehend the fullness of your plan. So, Father, I thank you that your purpose is unfolding. I don't need to understand. I need the grace to obey. You made it clear. We need to focus. You are everything we need. But we have so much noise around us that we forget. I want to give the glory to the Lord for what he did this morning. He woke me up at 2, and he told me to go to Ephesians chapter 2. So I'm just going to ask you to just close your eyes and just receive. As for you, verse 1, you were dead in your transgressions and your sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the rulers of the kingdoms of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following the desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. It is by grace you have been saved. It is by grace that I have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and sealed us with him. Yes, he seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace. In the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Yes, expressed in his kindness to me in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that I've been saved through faith. And this not from myself. It is a gift of God. Not by works, so that I can boast. For I am God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for me to do. Therefore, remember that formerly I was a Gentile by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, that done in the body by the hands of men. Remember that at that time I was separated from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigner to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace. He himself is our peace, who has made the two one and destroyed the barriers, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law. By abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. Members of God's household, built on a foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. This verse was the verse that he wanted to be expounded, and the second verse with it, verse 21 and 22. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. In him, I also am being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. That is the ultimate purpose. That is the reason that Jesus came. He had us in mind. Later on this morning, I heard, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in me, well, that's Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 11. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. Realizing his plan, realizing what he's looking for, I truly believe he's really after you and me being fully aware that it's him and us, and the progression of having more of him, which was confirmed by that song. You know, if you get happy where you are, I think there's a problem. If you get comfortable where you are, there's a problem. But if you search for more and you keep knocking on his door, don't think he's going to close that door and slam it in front of your face. He's looking for you to stay focused on him and to cry out for more of him than you've ever had before. There are times that you're going to watch what he's doing and you won't understand. But there are other times when you're going to watch what he's doing and you're going to be overwhelmed. You're going to see how much the Holy Spirit has actually given you control that you didn't have before. A couple of weeks ago, I shared with you about crying out for the spirit of might and the spirit of self-control. I stressed the word spirit. Because everybody tries to do things on their own. And they bypass the Spirit. And if you study Romans 8, you're going to see you're way out of line. But if you stay focused on his Spirit in you, he's not outside. He's not screaming, saying, let me in. He's already in. He's resident inside of me. God released his Spirit inside of me. Try it on. Say, God released his Spirit to live inside of me. I need to digest that truth. And if God's Spirit is in me, if there's a part of me that's dead, he's going to raise it back to life. He did it with Jesus. He's doing it with me. That which I couldn't do on my own, or made failures in the past, I repent of trusting myself instead of him. Lord, have mercy. And I'm going to choose to forgive myself. Because the blood of the Lamb already covered me. So that I can cry out for more grace. To get me to the finish line. Like he did with Paul. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Lord's gift of St. Paul. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of each other.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of each other.
Because we are making and becoming a temple.
Because
we're letting him do it. Not me.
Him doing it.
And I give you praise.
And I give you praise.
To take this truth to the bank.
To the bank.
Because it's really God's word.
Taking me to task.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah.